Australian Associated Press. Welcome back to Australia.
Thank you.
First of all, ODIs over the last year. Pakistan hasn't had a great record over the last 12 months there. What do you put that down to, and how hopeful are you of being able to turn it around for the World Cup, please?
Yeah, I think, as you said, that we are not having a good time in the ODIs, but we always associate this with Pakistan. Whenever we are just going like that, this team is capable of just turning it around, I'm pretty much excited about this team, that it's a bunch of youngsters and a few seniors there, and we could really surprise anybody at any stage. So I'll be looking really hopeful that we're going to really improve our performance, and we're yet to play our best cricket.
How big a blow was it to lose Junaid Khan so close to the tournament?
Obviously, he was our experienced bowler and really performed well in the last couple of years, especially in the ODIs. So that's always been difficult to just miss out your main bowlers. But still, I think all the other youngsters and all the bowlers have the potential. It's just the case of standing up to the occasion and just perform well.
Pakistan's greatest ever World Cup moment came in this country 23 years ago, of course. Have you had much contact with members of that team at all?
Yeah, of course. A few of them are also with us. I mean, Mushtaq Ahmed is there, and initial squad, Waqar Yunus was also part of that, and laterally just missed the World Cup due to injury. So we've spoken most of the times to Imran Khan also. So we know that what happened in that World Cup, and especially we have good memories and hopes of the nation regarding these venues and these countries. So I mean, everybody is just focused, determined to do well in this country. We know that we have to really put a lot of hard work, but I think the team is ready for that.
Misbah, with all the Pakistan's form, the injury, Syed Ajmal, do you think the expectation on Pakistan at this World Cup is a lot less than in the previous few years?
You could say, but a lot of all these odds, I think, as a sportsman, we really need to be hopeful all the time and just ready to give your 100%. You never know, because it's a one-day cricket, and whenever you are really optimistic and you are hopeful, you just try to do well. You never know, on a given day, if you got momentum, you play good cricket, you are having chances against any side. So that's, I think, the key for us. We need to put our best efforts here.
And what's the update with Mohammad Hafiz with his bowling? Has he conducted his test, or what's the update?
No, he's not been conducting his test because of a little bit of injury issue. Let's see, whenever he just comes through that injury, then we'll just go for the testing.
So there's no testing planned before the India match this week?
At the moment, no.
Misbah, what are your memories of the 92 World Cup? Do you remember where you were watching?
Yeah, we got all good memories. Obviously, we just won the World Cup. We won one World Cup, and that happened here in Australia and New Zealand. So everybody's hoping that we could just do well here. And obviously, sometimes it just has some psychological effects on the team, on the players. So that's with us. But we know that we just can't just think that we won a World Cup in 1992 in Australia and New Zealand. So that's enough for us. I think that needs a lot of effort. We need to really put ourselves together. We need big effort from the team after what happened to us. And I think we need to be really ready for that.
Is there a chance we could see Ajmal in the World Cup still? And are you disappointed that it's sort of, you know, he's been cleared so close to the tournament starting, you know?
Yeah, you never know. A lot of ifs and buts because he hasn't played any cricket yet. So let's see how it goes in the next week because the team is already announced and everybody's here, so we can't just say anything about that.
I was going to ask about Ajmal as well. When it became clear you needed a replacement for Junaid, did you think of hanging on for waiting for the results of the test so you could maybe bring Saeed Ajmal in instead?
Yeah, actually, I already mentioned that it's really a tough decision because even on behalf of Saeed Ajmal, he's not sure about that because he hasn't played any sort of cricket yet from the last 5-6 months. That's a big concern for a cricketer because when you really want to go in a competition or into real cricket, you need a little bit of cricket behind you. And that's the major concern for us and also Saeed Ajmal. Let's see how it goes and how we really going to progress in this matter.
Could I just ask you about Mohammed Amir as well? He's obviously been cleared to play again, which must be good news for Pakistan. Can you see him playing for the national team again in the near future?
Look, I always answered that it's not about me, it's about the ICC and it's about the Pakistan Cricket Board, and they are the ones who are going to decide on that, and we are doing our job here.
It must be good news that he's able to play again.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, it's good news for him, also for Pakistan, but it's a subject I don't want to touch, and let's see how it goes.
Hi, Mr. If Mohammed Hafeez's injury, is it possible that that could rule him out of the World Cup?
I'm not sure about that because that's totally up to the medical panel and the physio, what they think, how it goes, and let's see in the next 2-3 days that what are the possibilities.
Is there a timeline on that though? Does he have to be fit by a certain time?
Yeah, obviously. We want to just play him major part of the World Cup, and if the physio suggests that it's not possible, then we have to take any step.
And obviously, if he were to drop out, then Saeed Ajmal might be available. Have you seen him bowl at all in the nets or anything like that?
Yeah, he's been bowling a lot of deliveries there every day. What is the problem that he's not playing any sort of competitive cricket? That's the major issue for him also, and for the team management also. Let's see. We haven't just sit together because he just cleared yesterday. Let's see what we're just going to do.
Do you mind if I just ask on Amir again? I mean, it does look as if he'll be available for you guys from September, having played a bit of cricket beforehand. So you would think you might well be captaining him in the UAE against England?
When it will happen, then we'll see, but I don't want to really comment on that.
But do you believe in players having, or people in general, philosophically having a second chance to redeem themselves?
I think then again, it's the kind of thing I don't want to really talk about.
Okay. Isbar, against Australia in a test match, he scored 156. Can you better that in a one-day international?
Yeah, we have to give our best shot, and that's why we are here. And obviously, I would like to do it for the team whenever the team needs it, and I will put my best efforts. I'll just try to do that whenever team needs that. That's why we are here.
Just a final one on Umar Akmal. Do you expect him to bat higher up in the World Cup this time around? And is he the person that Pakistan's looking forward to producing all the goods for Pakistan at the World Cup?
Let's see. You don't know how it's going to be in the World Cup. You need a lot of changes and sometimes a lot of adjustments during the tournament. But till now, what we believe that he really performed well for Pakistan at number five and number six. He's the best striker, and his average is almost near 40. So that's what we believe, that nowadays, even in last 10-15 overs, you need a powerhouse, and he could be a powerhouse. He could be a main member of that powerhouse. So let's see how it will go in the World Cup, because you start with different plans, different mindset, and sometimes you have to change that.